This is Inside the FLX from FingerLakes1.com, our Friday morning edition with Chuck Mason, the Auburn City Clerk, looking back at the city council meeting. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How are you today?
Doing well. One of the big things last night was the distribution of $1.25 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds for a number of nonprofit organizations. I don't know if there's 19, so
yeah.
Whether we list them all. I just sort of touch the highlights, I guess, and then we'll, in the printed part, give everybody the whole list.
Sure. Yeah, great news last night. The completion of a pretty significant process to distribute $1.25 million, as you said, Ted, of the American Rescue Plan Act allocation that the city of Auburn received last year. And what happened was the council decided last year that they would take a portion of those funds and make them available for not-for-profit organizations. Earlier this year, the city released a request for proposals from the not-for-profit organizations that are located within the city of Auburn. Those proposals were due back in July, and then there was a review committee, which was made up of city staff and city councilor Terry Cuddy. Over the summer, participated in that review committee as well. They scored all the applications and figured out how they would divide the $1.25 million allocation. And last night, the council put the final piece of the puzzle into place by approving these funds so that they can now be distributed to these not-for-profits. So what will happen is there's some of these funds that will be going to these not-for-profits to assist them reimbursing some of the expenses that they incurred during the pandemic. That was a portion of the funding, but however, a majority of the funding is going towards future programming and future capital improvements that these not-for-profit agencies will be embarking upon over the next couple of years. So it's a good shot of funds out there into the community for these not-for-profit organizations that do amazing work for our community on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, but especially they were vital with assisting the public and assisting people through the last 2.5 years of the pandemic. And great to see this process finally come to a close and that these funds will be getting out into the community to help these organizations that do help the people of Auburn.
You mentioned that some groups, 9 of them, got what are called direct benefit recovery funds. So those, did they have to document that they were fiscally damaged during the pandemic, as almost everyone was?
Exactly. And there were definitely requirements. If you had already received some of the other federal programs that were out there over the last couple of years, then you weren't eligible for that category. So these funds are going to agencies that incurred expenses, but maybe didn't benefit from some of the other programs that were out there. And that was about a third of the funding is going towards helping those organizations reimburse themselves for expenses incurred during the pandemic.
The council agreed to submit the application for a Restore New York grant for 22 East Genesee Street. I've seen the drawings of it. They want to restore it to kind of its period look. There'll be a business space downstairs and on the upper two floors, some apartments. Anytime you can get a building like that that's been vacant for that long, back productive and back on the tax rolls, that's a win for everybody.
Exactly. And this is a project that's identified within the city's Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant. Sits in the middle of the block that we call East Hill over here in Auburn in the downtown area. And it has been vacant for a very, very long time. And I think even years ago when it had a tenant, the tenant was only in on the retail floor. I don't think those upper floors have seen much activity in a couple of decades. So this is great news. The city held a public hearing in front of the city council last week on this topic. The speakers at the public hearing last week were in support, as well as the city council received some emails from East Hill area residents. And this will be submitted The way that these Restore New York grants work when the state offers them up is you have the opportunity to submit one project each time these things come up. So the city is able to sponsor one project and 22 East Genesee Street. The rehabilitation of that building is going to be this year's project. And if that grant comes through and they're able to follow through with that entire renovation, it will be a huge boost to the East Genesee Street, East Hill area.
Here's a similar project, but done in a different way. 197 State Street was a tax foreclosure property, and so the city has reached agreement with a company called Housing Visions Consultants. They will buy the property from the city and pledge to invest over $5 million fixing it up.
Exactly. And Housing Visions has a proven track record with the city of Auburn. A few years ago, they completed the renovation of several houses in the Orchard Street, Washington Street area of the city. That was a pretty visible project at the time when they did it. They do many of these types of housing rehabilitation projects in the Syracuse area and all over upstate New York now. But we do have a very good partnership of working with them in the past. And 197 State Street is a property that the city took in foreclosure about 3 years ago. And has been, you know, the city has been basically maintaining it and trying to sell it. We actually had at one point in time hired a real estate agent to try to market this property because it's a pretty substantial piece of property down on State Street, pretty big building. And fortunately, Housing Visions has stepped up. Now, what that Housing Visions is doing is they are doing actually a Restore New York grant. And the sponsor of their Restore New York grant on this property is going to be Cayuga County. So Cayuga County, this is going to end up being a partnership between Housing Visions Consultants, the city of Auburn, Cayuga County, with Cayuga County sponsoring the Restore New York grant for this property. And this will be submitted in the same round that the 22 East Genesee Street will be submitted. However, with the sponsorship of Cayuga County. So a great partnership to try to get some, this will create 16 one-bedroom apartments within this building. And it'll be primarily for low-income individuals. And it's really, Housing Visions has been one of those partners out there that's helping the greater Auburn community and Cayuga County area with addressing homelessness and finding housing for people. So this will be a great project and hopefully it'll come to fruition through that Restore New York grant process as well.
Last night, the council appointed 5 new members to the Public Art Commission. Tell us a little bit about the work of that commission.
Yeah, the Public Art Commission is something that the city council did by city ordinance a few years ago. You know, it's one of these things that happened before the pandemic and then the pandemic kind of came in. So there hasn't been a lot of activity in this area. However, things are about to really pick up in this category because of the fact that the Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant includes $300,000 towards public art projects for the downtown area. So what's going to happen? The Public Art Commission does meet monthly, and they are about to embark on their first call for public art. They'll be running a process. And they'll be meeting over the next few months with the downtown bid to define what the process will be when they put out the first call for public art for a downtown art project. And so these new members are Arthur Hutchinson. He's a local artist. And actually, you would know Arthur's name this week because he's the artist behind the Tubman mural that's being unveiled tomorrow, September 24th in downtown Auburn. Janie McGuire. Janie is the director of operations over at the Auburn Public Theater. Sarah Douglas. Sarah works at the Arise, which is the independent living assistance organization here in Central New York area. And they have an office here in Auburn. Nikki Schwartz. Nikki's been active in the community. She formerly worked at the Schweinfurth Art Center. I believe she works over at the college in Seneca Falls now, the Northeast College for Science. And then Sam Genitino, who is a local city firefighter. And Sam actually has a his education years ago was in art. So great group of people to join the commission. There's already two commission members, Lynn Varley, who owns Moondogs in downtown Auburn, and Tom Hussey, who's another downtown or another Auburn artist. So there'll be seven people on this commission as they get to work on their first call for public art. And we look forward to seeing what this process will bring about.
We've heard the news this week of higher than usual levels of harmful algal blooms in the city's water from Owasco Lake. This is pre-treatment. Does the water department have to do anything different to treat this, or does normal treatment take care of it?
That's a good question, Ted. And this was actually discussed a little bit with the city council last night. City manager Jeff Diger and Seth Jensen, director of municipal utilities, were on hand and had this discussion with the council. We are in, you know, really what is the peak for algal bloom season. And these algal blooms kind of are popping up all throughout Finger Lakes water bodies this time of year. And fortunately for the city of Auburn, our intake system, as well as over the town of Owasco, we were able to install what is called the power activated carbon system within our water intake and filtration process. And the power activated carbon system has actually been proven to be successful so far in the removal of the microcystins that are produced from the algal blooms through the treatment process. So what is happening is we are experiencing this year the highest levels of microcystin counts in the raw water, which is the water before it goes through the treatment process. At the end of the treatment process, the results show that it's been removed, that the water is safe to drink. But it's definitely right on the edge of a very scary and very dangerous situation to be in. Fortunately, we've got this power activated carbon system in place. However, we do have also a great partnership with Cayuga County Health Department, who's basically in charge of overseeing the safe drinking water process. And we do the testing, and the County Health Department assists us with communicating to the public. In fact, they're in charge of communicating the results of the testing to the public. Everything is, we post the notices and everything on our city website, as well as the County Health Department's website. We do our best to try to get the word out to everybody. And as a standard operating procedure for the last several years now, especially due to these algal blooms, one of the messages that the County Health Department encourages everybody to consider is to keep, a gallon of fresh water on hand per person in your household for 3 days worth of water, just in case we experience some kind of issue during algal bloom season. So it's a good precautionary measure to take. It's a good precautionary measure to take even when we're not in algal bloom season, because you never know when in the wintertime there might be a water main break on your street or something like that. It's always good to have a supply of fresh tap water or fresh drinking water for your family in your household in storage in case we ever come up against something during algal bloom season. It's very important to think about that. So the good news is our water is safe on the end. However, definitely been threatened this week due to the harmful algal blooms that are in Owasco Lake. And it's a seasonal thing. We usually experience this until the second or third week of October. So we've got a couple weeks left to get through this time of year. And whenever the rainstorms come in and they're followed by the sunshine and stuff, we usually find that the algal blooms are a little bit more active out there in the lake.
What time tomorrow is the Harriet Tubman mural ceremony?
Yeah, the Harriet Tubman boosters are holding their ceremony. There will be a reception at the Equal Rights Heritage Center at 25 South Street. And then at 1 o'clock, they'll be at the corner of Genesee and South Street for a little ceremony right out on the sidewalk in front of the Phoenix building here in town. That's the town with the clock tower on top. That's the building with the clock tower on top. And they will be doing that ceremony at 1 p.m. and then they'll be back to the Equal Rights Heritage Center for the reception. So that's tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, September 24th at 1 p.m.
Auburn City Clerk Chuck Mason joins us, and inside the FLX, we lost about 35 degrees since Wednesday afternoon. I'll spend the weekend looking for them, and we'll talk to you next week.
We sure will be looking for that warmth. That's for sure, Ted. Have a great weekend, everybody.